Lantrell, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How's everything going?
All right, man.
Going well, Lantrell. You get to see the Redskins again. You saw RG3 again. How difficult is it facing this type of offense run by Robert Griffin III and obviously the hard running by Alfred Morris, who had another very good game on the ground?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't know if it's so difficult facing that offense or if we made it so difficult, to be honest with you. You know, I don't know. For whatever reason it is, you know, we haven't been as successful as we want to be against this defensive unit. And, I mean, you know, give credit where credit's due. You know, they have a good offense. They have a good scheme going on. So, you know, we definitely don't take anything away from the Redskins. But I think, you know, as a defense, I think we could do a better job of getting out the field and instead of keeping drives going, you know, as long as we did.
You know, Antrell, the two games against them this year, both times they rushed for over 200 yards against you. And I don't think that there's been a guy this year that has hurt you running the football more than this Alfred Morris. I mean, he's just been tremendous in those two games. Why? I mean, you know, is it just the scheme they're running? I mean, what exactly has been the reason for that?
You know, to be honest with you, I really can't give you a reason why, you know, until we go check and look at the film. But you know, I can't tell you that, you know, he was just gassing us here, he was gassing us there. And, you know, there were times where we did a good job in holding him. Then, you know, for the most part, you know, it seemed as if he was getting 6, 7, 8 yards of popping, you know, which is very unacceptable as a defensive unit.
We're talking Antrell Roll here in his weekly spot. 17-16, the Redskins beat the Giants. In the first half of this game, I mean, the Giant offense basically was on the field the entire first half. Was that a help that you guys really weren't on the field all that much early in this game? Because the Giants' offense really controlled the clock early in this game.
I mean, that's always good. It's always good when the offense has the ball, more time possession, to go out there and do what they do best. And defense, I think we did a pretty solid job the first half. And, you know, just, I don't know, you know, that game just – It took its turn. It took its turns in the second half, and you know, it just seemed like we couldn't find our way back, you know, to the way that we played the first half, which is unacceptable. But we will get better from it. We will improve from it.
What happened on that crazy play for the touchdown with Griffin on the fumble and Morgan coming up with the ball? I tell you, when I'm watching it on TV, Antrell, initially I thought he lateraled the ball. And then, of course, you saw the replay. Stevie Brown really made a terrific play to kind of knock the ball out. You just got unlucky there. I mean, but how about that play there with that with the touchdown there on that fumble?
You know, it was a crazy play. But, you know, it's the NFL. Things like that happen in NFL, you know, things that you really can't describe, things that you never, you know, things that are not planned. But, you know, it was a lucky play, you know, just so happened that he ends up popping right inside Morgan's hand. And, I mean, obviously no one expected that, and he was able to score for a touchdown. And, like I said, I think throughout the most part, again, I think we did a pretty good job keeping them out of the end zone. You know, there were several times they got down there, you know, we were able to force them to kick field goals and so forth. And you know, we just didn't play and get them off the field, you know, like as we should have, you know, when the opportunity presented itself.
Well, I mean, you know, I understand that final drive, especially on the 3rd and 3 that Morris converts. They get the first down that ends the game. But the Giant offense was on the field twice with a chance to win this football game. So, hey, you guys go in there, you give up 17 points against the Redskins. I don't look at you as the reason you lost this game. I mean, the offense had the football twice with a chance to win this game, and they fell both times.
You know, it's a collective team effort. You know, I don't look at the offense, I don't look at the defense. You know, I look at the team. You know, we lost as a team, and that's pretty much how you look at it. Did the offense have opportunities? Yeah. You know, we also have some penalties that negated a lot of successful pass, and the defense have opportunities. Yeah. You know, we had opportunities to get them off the field, and we didn't do so. So, like I say, you know, it's a collective effort. You know, you can sit here and you can pinpoint certain situations, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, we lost a game, we lost a close game, we lost another team.
You know, the penalties were disturbing last night, Antrell. I think you guys had them. Not that it was really on the defense, it was mostly offense and special teams, but 9 penalties last night. I think it was the most penalties the Giants have had in a game this year, and that hurt you big time, too, in this football game last night. How about that, Antrell?
You know, those penalties definitely did hurt us. They hurt us, and going into this game, you know, we were the second-rate team as far as penalties. per game. I think a little bit under at four penalties per game. And, you know, you go into a game of this magnitude, a game that we knew was going to be a close, hard-fought game, and, you know, you come in with nine penalties, and that's something that Coach Coughlin emphasizes and stressed throughout the entire week. You know, we have to be the smart team. We have to limit the penalties. You know, we can't go in and beat ourselves. And, you know, that's exactly what we did. I think, you know, but, you know, it's not over. You know, it's not over. We lost a game that we definitely could have, you know, put this division away. And, you know, we just made it hard for ourselves, which is something that we tend to do a lot here with the Giants. But, you know, we're going to fight. We're going to continue to fight. We have four games left, and we're going to bounce back, and we're going to play some Giants football.
Redskins have won three in a row. Do they look different in your mind than compared to the first time you played them?
No, they don't look different. They don't look different. They look outside of looking more hungry. They don't look different. That's not as far as the scheme or what they present as an offense or as a defense. But, you know, they do seem like a team that is desperate. They're playing like a team that's desperate. They're playing like a team that's going to get a win any which way they can. And, you know, and as an opponent, you know, you can't do anything but respect that. You can't knock it. You can't, you know, you can't hate on, you know, their motivation as a team. You know, we need to get that same motivation back, and we need to understand that, you know, we're in the dogfight as well. You know, just because we have a one-game lead, that doesn't mean anything at all at this point. We got to find ourselves. We got to find our drive, and more importantly, we need to get back to playing Giants football.
You know, again, we're talking to Antrell Roll, his regular weekly spot here on the Midday Show. Giants with a very tough loss last night in Washington, 17-16. New Orleans coming to town next week. You know, it's really, you know, you kind of touched on a little bit how this team always seems to want to do it the hard way, Antrell. And, you know, we see this team, and it's mind-boggling sometimes. You guys can go into San Francisco and play one of the best teams in the league and just absolutely steamroll them. You can do the same thing to the Packers that we saw last week. And then you have games where, you know, you just kind of want to scratch your head. I mean, the Cincinnati game comes to mind. I know they're playing good football right now. But why is this team seem so Jekyll and Hyde sometimes? I mean, sometimes you guys look like the best team in the league by far, and sometimes not so much. I mean, how come, Antrell?
There's nothing more I can say than, you know, we've just been a very inconsistent team, and which is something that, you know, I'm not happy to say under any means, but, you know, reality is reality. That's what we've been as a team, and, you know, we have to get back to just playing Giants football. Giants football is all-out effort. You know, I think we need to start giving credit, more credit after the game as opposed to before the game, lead up to the game. Personally, that's something myself, that's not anything I've been too fond of. Yes, do I respect my opponents? I respect them. You know, I'll give credit when credit's due. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know, kiss anyone's butt before the game. You know, that's something that I'm never ever going to do as long as I'm playing the game of football. And I think we just need to get back to, you know, being a little nasty, having a nasty attitude. Like I say, you know, don't ruin things out of the line of football, but have a little nasty attitude, get a little bit more dog in us, and go out there and play the game. You know, play the game physical, play the game tough, play the game hard, and, you know, we'll get hugs and kisses after the game. But while that game is going on, you know, we respect no one. And you know, that's how the game football needs to be played.
Do you think that for whatever reason, I mean, I don't know the reason, maybe you do, but do you think for whatever reason that there has been too much of that over the last few weeks, kissing the opponents and not enough dog?
In my eyes, you know, I can't sit here and say that there's been too much of that, but I don't know. You know, man, for whatever reason it is, and you know, I don't pinpoint anyone. I don't single anyone out. You know, I just look at us as overall team and myself included. I don't see enough dog out there on the field. You know, I don't see enough dog. I don't see enough manhandling out there on the field. And I don't see us putting opponents away when we know we could. You know, we're a very dominant team. We're a very good and gifted football team. And sometimes it shows and sometimes it doesn't, you know, which leads to the inconsistency. But we need to go out there and just play ball, man. You know, play balls to the walls and go out there and have that dog mentality and go out there and make it happen.
Do you think that maybe, you know, because you guys have a brutal schedule, which seems to be the case every year. You got New Orleans, you have Baltimore, Atlanta on the road. You think that maybe the tougher schedule brings the dog out of you? Because, it, like Joe said, when you guys play the supposed
Forget
elite teams,
it.
You don't just beat them, you crush them. You did it to San Francisco, you did it to Green Bay. Do you think that maybe the tougher schedule will bring that out of you?
I think over, you know, the game, you know, there we go again with inconsistency. I think when we play certain teams, yeah, we definitely have that dog mentality. But then, you know, we go into a game last night, and I don't think, you know, we got pushed over by any means. But at certain times, you know, we did. I think at certain times we did get pushed over, and you know, to me, there was no more. There wasn't a more important game in the season than that game last night. You know, just the way, that's just my opinion. I think it could have solidified a whole lot, you know, in the NFC East. And I just didn't see that dog mentality there. And not saying that we didn't play tough, because we played extremely tough. We played extremely hard. You know, it was a hard-fought game from both teams. But we know who we can be as Giants, and we know how we play the game of football, and we know how dumb that we can be. And we just need to get back to being that.
All right, next week you got the Saints coming to town. This is a team that the last couple of years in games down there, you know, they beat you up pretty good. Now, this is obviously not the same team it's been the last couple of years. Drew Brees has not had a great year. He's thrown, what is it, six picks or seven picks in the last two games, and they've lost both of them. How about this team now coming in with the Saints on Sunday in a game you really need to get, Antrell? How about that?
You know, it's definitely a game we need to get. We need to get, you know, these last four games. The Saints, you know, in my eyes, they can be, they, I think, you know, they're an inconsistent team also. They're an inconsistent team. So, you know, you might not get the best Saints. And then when you do get that team, you know, that team, that the team that the Saints are and capable of being, it, you know, it can be a long day in paradise. So, you know, we're expecting to get their best game. We're expecting to get Drew Brees in his best game. We're expecting those guys to come in and play hard, you know, which I'm used to seeing the Saints play. So, you know, whether Drew Brees has had an up and down season, you know, no matter how many interceptions he's thrown the last two games, it doesn't dictate what's gonna happen this Sunday. So we're gonna go in and prepare for the best, and looking forward to getting their best and go out there and play Giants football, man. You know, we can care less what they do. You know, we need to go out there and do what we do, which is play Giants football.
Antrell, we appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday.
Antrell, always a pleasure, man. Be well. Thank you.
Sure.